Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So this is Elise calling from Dallas. I've called you guys a couple times before, and I have an interesting story for you. So a couple weeks ago, a couple girlfriends of mine wanted to go have a spa day. None of us had ever been to this spa before, and I'm not going to say the name just because, to protect the people that work there. So we went to this spa, and we were having a really nice time, and we all decided that we were going to get massages. So the masseuse comes out, and, you know, she introduces herself, and she takes me back to her room, and she's being very quiet, you know, just professional the way that they have to be. They're really not supposed to talk to you. So, you know, as she's doing my massage, she was telling me that there were parts of my neck that were really tense. And in my head, I was really worrying about it because in a couple weeks, I was actually supposed to have an MRI to look at the things that were going on in my neck. And so as she's telling me that there's this tension in my head, I'm sitting there going, oh God, what is it? It's probably terrible. And she was really quiet. And then all of a sudden she said, hey, I just want you to know that everything's going to be okay. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And she said, yeah, I just want to let you know that everything's going to be okay. When I tell you that I'm feeling these tense spots, it's nothing out of the ordinary. And I said, oh, okay, thank you. Well, what made you say that? And she said, well, I could just tell that you were really worried about it. And it kind of took me off guard for a second. And then I thought, oh, well, duh, she's a masseuse. So she probably felt me tense up when she was making me nervous. And I just laughed. And she said, well, your thoughts were kind of screaming it at me. And I said, well, oh. And she said, yeah, I'm a little bit psychic, and I wanted to tell you that. And, you know, me being me and kind of being into spooky things, of course, when she said that she was a little bit psychic, the first thing I had to do was, you know, ask her, oh, that's awesome. Do you have any messages for me? What kind of stuff do you see? And she proceeded to tell me just a bunch of things that, you know, it was almost weird. It's like she would start to tell me something, and I could tell that she didn't really know what she was talking about, but it made perfect sense to me. And then she would stop and she'd say, did that make any sense to you? Because I feel like I don't even know what I was saying, and it made perfect sense to me. And one of the things that she was telling me about was a friend of mine that had actually passed away a couple years earlier. And the events that happened around her death are still kind of a mystery. We don't know if it was an accident or if she committed suicide. And a couple months after her death, I would have these really terrible dreams where she would be standing right next to my bed and she would just be looking at me, and I could get the feeling that she would be trying to tell me something. But when she would open her mouth, all I would hear were noises of car crashes. And that's actually how she died. It was a car incident. And she said, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that your friend, you know, she tried coming to you. And I said, well, that's really weird. I would have these dreams about that. And she said, oh, they weren't dreams. You have a gift. And people keep trying to tell you things, but you keep closing yourself off to it because you're scared. And I just thought, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm the last person that would ever have any sort of gift, because while I love the supernatural, I'm also the world's biggest chicken and I don't want to see anything. So as she's talking to me and she's telling me this, you know, I'm reassuring her that I promise you I don't have a gift. And all the lights in the massage room automatically went out. And, you know, it's every room is just, it's a regular light flip. Like you flip the switch, the light goes on and off. And nobody was on that side of the room. She was, you know, massaging my neck completely on the opposite side. We weren't near the light switch. And just all the lights went out. And it was the creepiest thing. And she said, you know, see, there's definitely something going on with you. And I have to admit, that almost made me pee my pants a little bit. It scared me. So after the massage, I thought that was very odd. And I texted my sister and I was telling her about the experience because her and I both love anything spooky. And I said, you know, you'll never believe this, but she told me that I had a gift. Isn't that funny? And my sister replied and she said, well, you do. All of us in the family do. We've been waiting for you to figure this out. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And, you know, her and I know that there are things about me that it's like, for instance, when you go somewhere and maybe it has a weird energy and you just, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and you can tell that maybe you just don't want to spend a lot of time there. But everybody gets feelings like that. I have feelings like that. And, you know, I was explaining that to my sister and she said, well, some of the things that you feel, not everybody does feel that, you know, that's special. And so one of the things that the therapist had told me before I left was that now that I'm aware of my gift, I'm probably going to notice things start to happen. And a couple nights after my massage, I was in my house and I've never felt anything weird in my house before. There's a very good energy here. My house is only 5 years old. You know, it's not haunted at all. I needed to go to the kitchen to put a dish away and our dining room is right off of our kitchen. And I felt this panic that I didn't want to be anywhere near my dining room, almost like something bad was there. And it really scared me. To the point that I actually ran from my bedroom to the kitchen, nearly like slammed the glass down into the sink, turn around, ran back. I was so terrified. And that night I shut my bedroom door when I slept because I didn't want whatever was in the dining room to come into my bedroom. And I thought, okay, there's something bad that's here. I don't know what's here. I prayed. I said, you know, that if you are not of the light, you are not welcome in my home. And it took a couple days, but I finally felt it dissipate and I don't get that feeling anymore. And I wondered what that was, you know, what did something follow me from? I don't know, but it's been very strange, you know, ever since I've been noticing things, you know, I hear whispers. It's almost like when somebody says something to you and you don't really recognize what they say and you turn around and then you realize that nobody's there. And it's all been very odd. So if I do have a gift, maybe they're trying to make themselves more known to me. But either way, I still don't think I'm ready for that. I wouldn't mind. You know, I was asking my sister what her gift entails. And she said that when she sees things, it's kind of like she doesn't actually see an apparition. But let's say she goes into a room and she gets a bad feeling. She can see in her mind's eye what's in the room, almost like when you imagine something, that's the picture that comes to her, but I definitely don't have any of that yet. So who knows? I mean, maybe I will have more stories for you guys when this progresses, but it's definitely been interesting. And I think it's funny that, you know, my sister and I have talked about this forever and we've never told each other about this gift that apparently we all have. And my grandma had it and it's, you know, kind of been passed down to all the women in our generation, or I'm sorry, our family. So who knows? But, you know, everything that the psychic told me was true. I had my MRI appointment. The test results came back. Everything did look good. You know, it's just normal wear and tear, I guess, from bad posture and the fact that I hunch over my computer all day at work. And, you know, I haven't felt any more bad things in my house. You know, I have been having weird dreams, but they haven't involved my friend that used to come to me anymore or anything. So I don't know. I just think that's interesting. I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. So yeah, let me know. And thank you guys for, you know, having this outlet for us to share our stories. I love the podcast. I listen all the time, and I hope you guys have a great night. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.